The only solution, therefore, from what you are suggesting, is to build more houses, to make them more of them.
If you care about the affordability of housing, we could decide that those who've got themselves on the housing ladder, good for them, they tend to be the rich and the affluent. But if we're worried at all, which most politicians seem to be, and most people seem to be, that it's increasingly difficult to get yourself on the property ladder, then yes, we need to build more. And I think we sometimes hear a lot of scare stories about, oh, this will mean that our countryside will be destroyed. When you actually look at the numbers, only one-tenth of space in England is developed, and a good number of that is people's back gardens, which you might actually count as green space. Only 5% of England is covered in concrete, so there is a very large amount of space left that we could build on without any fear that there will be no parks, no forests, no green areas left for us to enjoy.
But that, you're painting a sort of an extreme picture there. The fear is not that there will be no left, but that you are damaging areas that are beautiful and important to people and important to the country.
Yes, well, that's right. And there is a trade-off here, clearly. That what we've got to get right is how we make that trade-off decision. If we build on a little bit of parkland, then yes, there is a little bit less parkland for people to roam in or have a picnic in or go jogging in. But there are economic benefits of building on it. We would get perhaps a new retail park or many new workers who are actually able to pay taxes. And the problem we've got at the moment is we don't align the incentives correctly. So what we tend to get is, quite understandably, local communities saying, oh no, we don't want any new housing built here, we don't want any new retail space built here, because the benefits of building that new retail space or that new housing tends to be the national taxpayer. That's where your income tax and receipts go to.
I can imagine people throwing their hands up in horror thinking, the benefits of a retail park, do we really need any more retail parks?
Well, it depends whether you want to actually collect the taxes that, say, a new Tesco's would make, and you want to collect the income taxes that hundreds of new employees would make. If those income taxes went more into the local area rather than into the national exchequer, then the local community would have more money to spend on public services, and they would then be able to make that trade-off.
OK, so when the planning reforms came out and many people threw their hands up in horror and said, these are terrible, this is just a charter to build, did you welcome those? Were they the right move and they now, having been changed, have gone the other way?
Well, no, I think it's a timid step. They streamlined the process with their proposals, the coalition.
Was it timid right at the outset, though?
Yes, I mean, it was always timid. At least in economic terms. I mean, politically, the minute that you suggest that there is, that there are perhaps some blades of grass that could be sacrificed in the United Kingdom, you get a whole load of lobby groups on your back screaming blue murder.